ויבדל אלוקים בין האור ובין החושך. איננו החושך הנזכר בפסוק הראשון שהוא האש. We said before that the first choshech is the Eish Yisoidi, right? Discussion on that. Avol, this choshech, where it says that there's nighttime is choshech and daytime is or, well, that's something else. This choshech means afisas or, the absence of or. Kinosan lakim midol or. So Baruch Shalom gave a measurement in the human world on the planet that we live, the or, you know, goes during the daytime, unless you're beyond the Arctic and Antarctic Circle. V'shiyin nedor, and achikain, it should disappear, ad shuvay till it returns. Okay. Now, v'omru k'tzas ha'meforshim, ki or hazeh nivra lefonav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This or was Lefonov. What does that mean, Lefonov? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's sort of in front, Kalama B'marav in the west. V'shokai Miyad Kedei Midas Laila. And then it said, let me explain what the problem that the Ramban is going to discuss is. The problem is that it says Vayhi Erev Vayhi Boker. So Erev means the night time. And Boker means the daytime, right? We explained to you that. The Taroivas Hatsurois and the ability to be Mavakir between one thing and the other, that's called Boker. The daytime is called Boker, the nighttime is called Erev. Okay. And now, a question. If the first thing that was created was Ur, so it looks like the Ur, daytime is first. Moreover, if there's a full night followed by a full day, and there's Ur right at the beginning of the day, so the Ur is from the day before. Unless you say the Ur was for a split second, and it was going. Lefonav means it was moving away, sort of running away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, meaning to say that it just was there for a flickering instant and then disappeared. So that's not an easy thing. Or is it Nivra Lefonav Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Klema B'marav? It was put into the absolute west, which means a moment before sunset. Shoku, sank it, in other words, lowered it, made it set. Today, midas lailo, and it remained set for the entire night. So, it was, the hour was out for, the 12 hours of daytime. It's after all, it's Nissan and Tishrei is machlokes, right? And that's by the equinox, when the day and the night are pretty much equal. Okay? Both came after the existence. In other words, right at the very beginning, Or was made to exist, and right after Or existed, it disappeared, so its existence was established, and then came a period of time called Erev, and there's another period of time called Boker. And then Nochen Klal. And no matter how short that brief period of time is, it's still not the right thing. Why? Ki yosifu al sheshi shemei b'reshis yom kotzer. It's a previous day. It's day zero, Even if it lasts a 10,000th of a fraction of a second, what's the chiluk? It's a period of time which is pre sheshi shemei b'reshis. Oh, so avol yitochin. Thereby, it's possible that we should say ki ha'or nivra lefonav yisborach. The or was there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the or, but v'loy nispashet b'soydes hadnes korah, it didn't spread into the yisoydes, in other words, into the world of matter. Right? It's not, when you hear the arba yisoydes, arba'a yisoydes. So think of an English word which will always give you the ability to, size it up in a split second. Matter. understand any type of matter. The three types of matter, what was said is earth and air and water, right? And fire. And I told you that those are the states of matter that we're familiar with, right? Solids, liquids, gases, and energy. This is what we're familiar with. But when you call earth, which is a conglomeration of all solids in the world, I mean, that's the earth, and the water is all liquids, and the air is the gaseous state of matter and fire. Okay, so that's the yesoides. Yesoides means the world of matter. So for light to reach the world of matter, it didn't reach the world of matter, it just existed as pure light. Okay? So that's how he says it. So you don't have that kasha. In fact, Kodesh Boker created, or then air, then boiker. So that means there's a period previous to Maisa Bereishis. So it's not true. Because during the time of Erev, during the time of Choshech, Hashem Baruch Hu created the Or. But that Or wasn't allowed to spread and radiate into the world of matter, which is the world of Sheshes Mei Bereishis, the world of our boy Yesoides. Okay. Clear enough. Right? And then, the Or and Nivra, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the times that were in front of him and separated them. Each one had its measurement. So the period of darkness lasted for nighttime. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought the Or, the light, into the matter. Okay. Oh, so that's one teretz. Okay? And I told you, everybody said that, the union of Maisa Bereishis is a kitzur. The Ramban says in his Akdoma, it's like a dot out of 1,000 miles. The text of the Torah is so bekitzer, and everything is so deeply hidden in it that we can only hop on the simplest way of stating it. And every time we discover more and more and more about the Or and about the early stages of matter and the later stages, so it becomes clearer to us these very psukim that we're familiar with from the Chumash, of course, on a very elementary level. And as we, we know that the Mishnah says Masechta that Maaseh Bereishis is one of the deepest matters which very few people were capable of understanding and explaining, and it was considered among the soidos, which the Gemara specifies. The Gemara discusses it at great length in the beginning of the second parak of Chagigah. Now, v'oid yitochen shenoimer, it's also possible that we could say ki mi sheyotzu hashemayim v'oretz min efes elayesh. Once the essence, the dot, so to speak, of the spiritual world, Shemayim, and of the Oris. So once that came into being, so after that, Niyezman, there was created that element called time. Because what is time? Something that defies description. You could measure the passage of time, but what time is, it's difficult to describe. It was constantly a conglomeration of shittas among scientists and philosophers, not just the people who are attempting to understand the Torah. Okay. because ki af al pishes manenu birgoyim v'shoyes shehem v'oyer v'choshech, right? We count man with minutes and hours. Okay, that's the measuring tool. So we devised a system of measuring time. Okay, mishayir yesh yitofes boisman. It's only possible to speak of zman when there's something, when there's matter, when there's yesh, there's something that exists. So we could say that this thing that exists has a certain time span. If it lasts X duration, so we could say it lasted a minute, 1,000 years, 1,000,000 years. But the time is only something that is an event that applies to material beings. If there's matter, then there could be zman. And if there's no matter, then there's no zman. There's no abstract zman. Right? Somebody will tell you, go to outer space, where there's mamash no matter. Okay. We could argue about that, whether there's such a thing exists in the world that's in front of us. But you could definitely imagine something like that, and it definitely was so before B'yis Olam. Is it Shayach time over there? But nothing happened. That emptiness is the same as it was if we had a clock that registered with all its clicks and registry material. 1,000,000 years, 1 year, one fraction of a second. It's all the same. There's really no difference. Nothing, because nothing happened. Nothing exists. Nothing changed. Nothing passed. Is there time without matter? So the Ramban is saying that time is, yitofis boisman, mishayir, from the time that there's matter in the world, then it's shayach to attach zman to that matter. In other words, matter is, zman is a characteristic of matter. So this fits in with the things that the Kadmainim, among the Goyim too, Aristotle and others said. For instance, we have this over here. So, first, you describe it by, I guess, the material that it's made of, right? The cardboard. It also occupies space. Has three dimensions, right? Okay, has color. Right. And has letters written on it, pictures, okay, of soft or hard. Okay, is it cold or is it hot? You understand? Does it move? Does it have motion or doesn't it have motion? If it has motion, what's the rate of motion? You understand? So the characteristics of the matter that we deal with, or all the objects in the world, are called me'urois. Happenings, okay, events that happen to the matter. So we can't have blue without matter. Right? Let's suppose the emptiness. Could we have hardness without matter? Could we have cold and hot without matter? There has to be something to be cold and to be hot. Could we have space without matter? Is there any difference primarily between a trillion light years? By a trillion light years, by a trillion light years, three dimensions, a big cube, right? Which contains more than all the universe that we're familiar with. Is there any difference between that and between a tiny dot that has three dimensions if both of them are empty, if there's no matter? Understand, could we assign space to something that has no matter, just like we can describe softness or hardness or cold? Wetness, dryness, understand? These are all characteristics. And characteristics have to is a toyer. It's an adjective of which describes matter. And the same thing applies to zman. There can't be zman without material. So MK Nibur Shamayim V'Oris. And once Shamayim V'Oris is there, then Omdu Kain Kamin Islawa Mibli Or, and they existed so long without her. That is the earthly, stuff on this world, right? And Omar, then Hashem Yisbor, says Yehi Or. So according to this, he would say Yehi Or in the middle of the day. Okay, the Bria was still going because the first period of time there was no Or, but it was the creation of matter. Understand? There was a dark Yisoides. Yisoides were there, but it was dark. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu attached, added to the matter, light. Okay? It's not a difficult concept, but it's the concepts that occupy thinking minds from time immemorial. Because they're all of Shiyama Kemiya Rishon, should be exactly the same amount, you know, during in the earth that we're familiar with. The equinox, beginning of this one, right? It's like one mandama is the time of Bria, or the beginning of Tishrei, which is Machlokes, the Rishon and Rishon. Right? Whether the world was created in Nisan or in Tishrei. In Nisan, around Tishrei. Okay? During that time, night and day are equal for the entire world, from the North Pole to the South Pole. Okay? Yeah?
When did it start being light on one side of the world and dark on the other side of the world?
The as soon as the world was given form, which means to say that there was a sphere that had an axis that turned, then it shaykh one side because it keeps moving.
Did that happen before the first morning?
No, the first day is the time when Zman was created, but Zman wasn't necessarily totally in the rotation of the earth, okay? Because when there was rotation, there's other events, but...
So when did it start the rotation?
Probably on the fourth day, because the fourth day is Yehi Ma'oris for Kiyas Shamayim, and then there's a whole bunch of times and periods of time. Right, that's what it says in the Torah. And so when we had the system that created days and years, which are totally in the rotation and the revolution of the earth, around its own axis, around the sun, that took place on the fourth day. As it states here in the Torah, Vayomer Elokim Yehi Ma'oris Birkei Shamayim L'Havdil Bein Hayom Vein Halayla. Right? And then it says, So when we have the day and the year, the day which is one rotation of the earth, the Shona which is the revolution of the earth around the sun, so when we have these periods of time that took place on the fourth day, because the fourth day is when there was a sun for the earth to relate to when it was only Yavosha, which is, understand that, like a matter existing in a first state of reform. That's the best we could do.
What's the difference of the Avdullah of the first day and the Avdullah of the fourth day? It says in the first day also that Vayavdil ben Or ben Achayisha, and then he says that the Or is called Yom and the Achayisha is called Layla, and then in the fourth day already, again, Vayavdil ben Achayisha ben Layla.
Very, very good. Because the first day, there was... Taps. And the first day, so the periods of time weren't totally in the Ma'oris. The Ma'oris first came the fourth day. So periods of time that are not totally in the Ma'oris are totally in differences. Instead, just like we see there's pulsations, for instance, in certain stars, right? Pulsars that pulsate for periods. Change, move back and forth. They're not totally in Ma'oris, and they exist nonetheless. There's other forms of Havdolu which exist without any relation to the sun and the earth. But what two items that the Pasuk speaks about, Yomim and Shonim, are both built on the earth and the sun, which it says, Yehi Ma'oris Birkei Shemayim, Havdolu, right? And Yomim V'Laila. And Yom HaShonim. So You have Yonim v'Shonim, is the Yoim is a rotation of the earth around its axis, one complete rotation. And V'Shonim is one complete revolution of the whole earth around the sun. And that those two items, which came into being the fourth day, were based on the same themes that they're based on right now. Understand the relationship of the Or with of the Me'oris, the sun, with the earth, the earth. Right? There you have that Yom HaShoah. But the beginning, so there's a period of time where there is light and a period of time where there's no light. And a period of time where there's no light is called Harsha, where there's light is called. Okay? Yeah.
What
were
the days? What made it the day? What made it the first day? What made it the second day? If there was no
more eyes, then. Right. So if there's no more eyes, so there's something else that defines the day. That's why I said, one of the things I said, that the reason why to us the difficulty in explaining, you know, the early periods of time, it's meaningless. It's not a difficulty at all, because in the first 3 days there was a totally different system of time. There had to be, because there were no more eras. The time that we're aware of is the time of the time, which means the measurement of time that we're familiar with, right? What is a day? What is a year? What is a month? Right? The month is totally in the period of the moon. Okay, so if we don't have these moiras, so how do we measure time? So let's measure differently, okay? But once we had the moiras, then v'hoyu, these took over the periods called yomim and shonim and chadashim, okay? So the measurement is the way we have it now, but the pre-moiras measurement is again one of the inyanim of Ma'aseh Bereishis, which, you know, the Gemara says, Sabi de Pumbadisa, we're familiar with. Yeah.
Wasn't the
Or HaShech
that was committed?
Yes, so the Or HaShech was separated. First was Irvuvia of Or HaShech. Then there was a separation. And then the system was formalized by having the periods of Or HaShech on this world, governed by the Ma'oris, right? which I explained a minute ago. Yeah.
They meant to say before that because the lunar day was the same amount of time as a regular day, and Bible was exact the amount.
Yeah, but what he said, he didn't mean that the same clock that we have, if it was around then and it ticked the same way it does today, so it would register the same amount of ticks in the first day. You understand? Because everything was different. If the things that we base our system of measuring time didn't exist till the fourth day, so how could we say we surely didn't have any clocks then? So how do we measure time then? You understand that when you have a scientist, for argument's sake, I mean, maybe it's all wrong. But the questions, the difficulty doesn't mean anything to me. And I don't think it should mean anything to any thinking person. Because if we measure time differently, what they're saying is, all the scientists are telling you is that they calculated through different methods a Matthias that says that if we had the same instruments for measuring time and we had the same system for measuring time like we have today, if we had that same thing in the first 3 days of Ma'aseh Bereishis, then we would have so many billions of years. But there wasn't time in the same sense, and there wasn't a system for measuring, and there wasn't any of these physical factors, and they don't exist, and they couldn't have existed. The idea of time related to the Ma'aris first came into being when they were Ma'aris. And that's why the Pasuk says, become, they should now become the new, the system in quantification of time. Till now there was a different quantification of time. And that's beyond our ability to really assess correctly, because we don't have any such quantification that we're familiar with. But we do see that there are differences. I told you that one of the most famous experiments, I mentioned this, that proved that Einstein's theory of relativity was correct. What was it? It was that there's no absolute value to time. So when he began to discover the tiny subatomic particles, right? Like muons and so on. This particular one called a muon registers in a certain matter in, you know, the instruments that we have, the cyclotron, the Bevatron, the stuff that you know, they use in these laboratories. And they found an interesting thing. When you look at a muon, you measure the life extension of the muon. How long does it last? Huh? So it lasts based on the picture that we have as it registers on the screen of, you know, the flashing across the screen of the subatomic particles. So the muon registers to be about a millionth of a second. That's its lifespan. And yet, it lasts for more than 20 minutes when it comes from an object that's very far away, and it's coming at the speed of, close to the speed of light. And once it's close to the speed of light, its time is slowed down. You understand? So its lifespan is not the fraction of a second, but its lifespan is about 20 minutes. A tremendous chilik. Why? Because in that other system, the 20 minutes that we have in our system is equivalent to a thousandth of a second. It's the same period of time, because that one's moving very quickly, close to the speed of light. So in the relative time system, it's altogether different. The absolute time system doesn't exist. There's no such thing as absolute time. It's all relative. And because of that, so when we have the time system that we're familiar with on this world, which is the period of the rotation of the Earth as measured by a measuring instrument, an hourglass with sand, or, you know, clocks with gears, atomic clocks. But there's different measurements, they keep on improving. But sof kol sof, the way we measure is only measuring the system of time that we have here, which is directed by the Me'oras. For Hoyul Yom Rishon. Do you understand? We can't measure the other system of time, but we could only discover that it's what we call relativistic time. The same thousandth of a second. And when measured, relatively becomes 20 minutes. It becomes a million times longer. So that we observe, we see that the time is not an absolute thing. We only could measure. That's why somebody tells me he read a book and the guy brought all kinds of measurements in the Chochas that the world was this 15 billion. But he doesn't understand that the time span, there's many caches, but I want to just show why I'm not goyrist the whole discussion. We know that the very same idea of time is in the system that we're familiar with, which is governed by the Me'oras and the Yom HaShanim and so on. That system that we're familiar with, we know how to measure. But the other systems, which we observe with our eyes, and we could calculate them, that if they're totally relativistic, they could give the same quantity of time. And when it's translated to our system, it's a million times longer. Not just a little different. But so, yes. So, yeah?
Naman says, "Vidaki ayom and eskar mivasa v'rishus hayum v'viyas ashmein v'ot yom mamish v'kubor mishoy."
What he's saying is very simple. You know, it's something that the people always point to. The Ramban is saying that in Kabbalah, in deeper interpretations and understandings of the Torah, the yom refers to a sphere, right? Chochmah bina. Okay, Keser, Chochmah, Bina, so on and so forth. Okay. Chesed, Gura, Tiferet, these are Yomim. Okay? But in Pashto Sakra, it refers to elements of time. The elements of time that we measure is minutes, hours, right? Whether minutes, huh? What is a minute? A minute is a fraction of an hour. And these are all what you call convention. We decided to use those quantities to measure it. And it's very useful. But not that it's an absolute measurement. For I told you there's 50,000 ways to measure the same amount of time and it will give you 50,000 different results. But what he's saying is the Pashto Sakra is that it's a measurement of time. The deeper understanding of the Pasuk is that it's spheres in the Olam HaAtzilus. Okay? So from spheres in the Olam HaAtzilus, but the measurement of time is Bichlal, not something that's absolute. Rabban is saying that in a deeper sense, the Yoyim is Bichlal, refers to something in Yonim Amukim, okay? And not just a measurement of time. Good. So, did we finish that Pasuk? Let's finish it quickly, because I'm not going to start in the middle of the Pasuk, I'm not going to go over for sure. Yeah. V'loma yiyor v'yiyor. V'gozor v'shi'am mi'vishnach kach, yad v'soyas, v'yerv v'yiborkim.